The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, November 29, 2023. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, held official talks with His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates and Emir of Abu Dhabi. During the meeting, both parties confirmed the good state of relations between the two countries and the willingness to continue strengthening bilateral political dialogue, as stated by the President of Cuba on X. Díaz-Canel added that during the conversation, the leaders expressed interest in expanding and diversifying economic, commercial, investment, and cooperation ties, and pointed out the potential that exists in areas such as biotechnology, renewable energy sources, tourism, and agriculture, among other spheres. The Cuban president arrived in the United Arab Emirates on November 28th on an official working visit. He plans to participate in the 28th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP28, representing the group of 77 plus China. Díaz-Canel is accompanied by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, and representatives of other ministries, institutions, and the Foreign Ministry. This is the first official visit of a Cuban leader to the United Arab Emirates. Cuba's experiences in cultural management will be presented this Wednesday in a panel at the National Museum of Art of Bolivia by the official of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, Junior Bolaños. Also, among other speakers, Bolaños will participate in the debate Cultural Management Experiences in Bolivia and Latin America, organized by the Plurinational School of Public Management. Representing ICAP, Bolaños is carrying out an intense program in Bolivia that began last Saturday in Cochabamba with his participation in the National Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba, in which activists from 8 departments participated, including La Paz. When speaking in that forum, the official thanked the permanent solidarity of the Bolivian movement in the fight against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States towards the island, and the demand that the government of that country remove the name of Cuba from the unilateral list of countries sponsoring terrorism. Cuba reaffirms its support for the cause of Palestine in the face of Israel's onslaught as it commemorates today the International Day of Solidarity with the people of that Arab nation. Since the beginning of the aggression of the Hebrew State against the Palestinian civilian population last October 7, the authorities, institutions, civil society organizations, and the Cuban population expressed their repudiation of the violence unleashed, which has so far caused the death of more than 15,000 Palestinians, 6,000 of them children. Recently, President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other high authorities of the island led a march in solidarity called by the Union of Young Communists of Cuba, which demanded the cessation of the attacks and a comprehensive, just, and lasting solution to the conflict based on the creation of two states. Similar mobilizations are taking place throughout Cuba as an expression of the Caribbean nation's historic stance in favor of peace and justice for the Palestinian people in the face of more than 7 decades of violent occupation of their territories by the Zionist state. Representatives of the Saudi Fund for Development evaluated collaboration projects in the Cuban city of Salat for the rehabilitation of the aqueduct, sewers, and stormwater networks. The meeting between the Arab entity and the top managers of the Provincial Delegation of Water Resources of the Cuban province of Villa Clara was chaired by Alberto Lopez, governor of the territory. At the conclave, an evaluation of the rehabilitation project of the water networks of the city of Santa Clara was presented, which includes water supply, waste disposal, and storm drainage, specifically in the area that includes the Minerva Ochoita pumping system. Lizardo Gonzalez, provincial delegate of water resources, told the visitors that with a minimum of financing, around 50% of the city could benefit in terms of water supply, sewer arrangements, and elimination of flooding areas. The Saudi Fund for Development was established as the government's institution charged with providing support through soft development loans to finance projects in countries that contribute to economic and social growth in those nations. La Sociedad Económica de Amigos del País, that is, the Economic Society of Friends of the Country, reported that on December 8 they will hold a panel Challenges and Perspectives of the Cuban Economy at its headquarters, which will be led by renowned specialists. This forum will be held in the context of the activities for the 230th anniversary of said economic society and is organized by the Economy and Sciences section of that institution and the Center for Studies of the Cuban Economy of the University of Havana. The Economic Society of Friends of the Country has among its challenges to further cultivate its history, its actions in two centuries, and occupy a greater space in the process of transformations that is developing in the nation and in community work. And in the international agenda, we have that the indigenous people of the Amazonian Secopi celebrated the decision of the Constitutional Court of Ecuador to return the territories after being displaced in the 1940s by a war with Peru. Through a statement released under social network X, the Secopi announced the ruling of the judicial institution that ultimately resolved to recognize the ownership of more than 42,000 hectares to this community, one of the 14 nationalities recognized in this South American nation. This is a historic decision because it recognizes for the first time the original inhabitants' rights to the possession of a territory declared protected area, which can serve as a precedent to other indigenous communities trying to recover the control of their lands, the chief of the Secopi Nation, Justino Piaguaje, assured in declarations to the local newspaper El Universo. Meanwhile, the Association of State Workers of Argentina will initiate a series of actions aimed at denouncing the intentions of President-elect Javier Milei to make adjustments to public spending, close ministries, and privatize companies. According to the association, thousands of employees will be at risk after Milei takes office on December 10th, making it essential to start the fight. Based on precise data provided by those participating in the transition meetings in the executive branch, it confirmed that the information required by the incoming management is aimed at carrying out massive layoffs. For this reason, the National Agri-Food Health and Quality Service will begin a three-day strike since the employment of all personnel hired in 2023 is at risk. It also points out that plenary sessions and assemblies will be held throughout the country to take larger measures that will allow all jobs to be preserved. The statement indicates that the strike at National Agri-Food Health and Quality Service could stop exports since controls at ports, international airports, border crossings, and customs will be paralyzed. Health control barriers will also be lifted in Patagonia and other regions of the country. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.